If you have your Bibles with you today, would you please turn to Joshua chapter 6? Joshua the 6th chapter. If I were to use the word this morning, strongholds, would you know what that means? Would somebody want to take a shot at telling me what a stronghold is? Say again? A worldly grasp. Usually of the patient, of the people, right? I was going to say patient. I got patient. Dead.
Something that's magnified in your mind.
Something that's magnified in your mind. Okay. Something that's magnified in our mind. Something that's got a grasp of you, okay, is a stronghold. Now, if I asked a question this morning, how many of us come in with strongholds? You may say, I don't have any. Let me just beg to differ with you, only because if we say we don't have any, we're probably, first of all, lying. It's not good to lie in the house of God. Second of all, we all struggle with something. Isn't that true? Now, the reason why I bring this up is because there are things in life that produce strongholds. Want to set the scene for Joshua chapter 6. This is when the Lord says, hey, I told you of how to prepare for battle, spiritual battle. All battles are spiritual, essentially. And then I'm teaching you now how to do battle. There's a difference, isn't there? We can be prepared, and then we need to do. Now, here's where we get in trouble. If we try to prepare ourselves, and we don't prepare God's way, we're not going to be able to do. And if we do prepare ourselves, we got to be careful to do battle God's way. So here's Joshua looking at this stronghold called Jericho, fortified, well-organized. He had to say at one point, Lord, how are you going to pull this off? We're just an unsophisticated army. We don't have all the weapons they have. We don't have the walls to fortify us like they do. How are you going to pull this off? Well, before we go there, let me see if we can identify some strongholds in our lives. I'm going to name some. And if you're honest with yourself, you don't have to say that's me. But say that silently before God. You ready? Here we go. Anger? I got somebody raised their hand. I won't say who it is, Suzanne. Anger can be a stronghold, right? It's not wrong to get angry. It's what we do with that anger. And when it becomes all-encompassing and possesses our mind and becomes magnified, it can be a real problem. How about bitterness? Resentment? Revenge, worry, anxiety, gossip, greed, jealousy. Those are just a few. I also believe that we have national strongholds as a nation. Let me just give you a few, okay? Disregard for human life. Disregard for authority. Disregard for God. Profanity. Pornography. Some of those may be individual strongholds also. We face strongholds. In Joshua chapter 5, it talked about how to prepare for battle, preparing God's way. And just let me recap that for a second. God said, listen, if you're going to prepare to do battle and face strongholds in our lives, here's what we need to remember. First, we need to remember who we belong to. If we're a follower of Jesus Christ, we belong to him. We have to, I use bad grammar, we have to remember to whom we belong, right? We belong to him. When we trusted him by faith, trusted what he did for us on the cross of Calvary in our place, we are under new ownership, and that ownership is Jesus Christ. We belong to him. The second thing we had to do is remember the past to empower us to go forward. What I mean by that, what Joshua meant by that, we have to remember how God has worked in our lives so that we can go forward, because if he worked in our lives in the past, he's going to work in our lives in the future in the same way. Third, we had to remember God's provision so we can trust him for our future provision and provision even for today. I bet you every one of you in here can say to me, I can remember when things were tight. I can remember when it looked like we weren't going to have a meal on the table. I can remember when I didn't have a winter coat. I'm going to remember, but somehow God provided. Somehow. And the fourth thing is to remember we're not alone. Remember when I believe the pre-incarnate Jesus appeared to Joshua to say, you're not going to be alone in this. I represent the army of the Lord. And so they had to prepare. Now the preparation's over, and now they had to say, they had to hear from God how we're going to fight the battle. If you turn to chapter 6 with me, and I'm going to bring you through this kind of quickly. Chapter 6, starting at verse 1. It says, now the gates of Jericho were securely, the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. The armies of Jericho knew the Israelites were out there. They knew for many years, by the way, the power of the God of Israel. And if you remember the commission to Israel, it was to be a light to the world, to draw people to God. And the people in Jericho were no exception. They knew for 40 years how God had operated in the life of Israel. But the bars were up. It was secure. No one went in or came out. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men. I want you to notice the tense. They haven't even fought yet, right? I have delivered into your hands. I want to suggest to you that so many times we deal with strongholds in our own lives, and we can be delivered from those strongholds if we obey God. And the reason why we are not delivered many times is because we choose not to obey God. And so, if you're battling with any of these strongholds, know that when Christ went to the cross for you and me, he won the victory already. The victory is already won. He won the victory. We can. He is the one who can to enable us to shout down the strongholds. Oh, look at God's plan here. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Can you imagine this? Let me go on here for a minute. It says, have seven priests carry the trumpets of ram's horns. Guess what I have up here? That's a ram's horn. Okay, that's a real legitimate ram's horn. And I thank God for the ram that donated it. Believe me. No harm was done to the animal, okay? This is a ram's horn. Reason why I put this on display today is simply this. Ram's horns were only blown in time of victory. Never the brass horns. The brass horns were used to summon the Hebrews to a meeting, but ram's horns were saved to announce victory. Got that? Okay. So let me put this down before I drop it.